Women in Trucking Update.
To mentor and encourage and to support. That's what we're all about.
Okay, drivers, time for our latest Women in Trucking Update, number 8. I'm your host, David Lane, and while at the 2009 Mid-America Trucking Show in Louisville, Kentucky, we stopped by the Women in Trucking booth to chat with President and Founder of the Women in Trucking Association, Ellen Voya. Ellen, how goes the show?
Yeah, we've had a lot of activity. I'm surprised. Today seems to be picking up more than yesterday. Yesterday was a little slow, so today's the second day of the show.
Well, let's talk about some really exciting news. You guys are starting your third year. I know you've probably got tons of things on the plate of what going to try to do for this year, and let's talk a little bit about that. You've even had a board meeting just recently, and there's been some changes there. I'll just let you kind of take over from there.
Well, looking back over the last 2 years, we've really experienced some growth, and we're at about 1,200 members, and that includes individuals and corporate members, and includes men as well as women. I need to make that clear that women in trucking is not just for women. But some of the things that we've done over the last 2 years includes working with organizations like the Truck Stop Association to try to make truck stops safer. We have a lot more goals in that area. We did come out with a sleep safe strap that will help secure the inside of the cab of a truck. But we have set a lot of goals for the coming year. And I would like to mention that our board of directors did meet to launch off our third year. It would be our annual meeting. And we do have a new officer. Formerly, our chairwoman was Lee Foxall of Internet Truck Stop. She continues to be our chairwoman. And our vice chair is Debbie Sparks of the Truckload Carriers Association. But in the past, our secretary treasurer position was combined, and that was held by Lenora Hardy of Navistar. And now Lenora continues as treasurer, and we have Jane Gunn with Sunbury Transport in Canada, who's our secretary. So we have four officers who make up the executive committee of Women in Trucking. Still 11 directors. We have not added any men to the board yet, but we plan to. You know, and it's kind of funny because at our board meetings with 11 women, we have a corporate attorney who's a male. Oh. And so, you know, he sits at the board meetings and kind of laughs and, you know, we kind of give him a hard time for being a minority.
And you should. I mean, rightly so. It's kind of the tables have been turned, right?
That's right. And, you know, it wasn't intentional to not have men on the board. It was that when we were putting the board together, people would say, you need to get this person, you need to get that person. And then all of a sudden we had filled, the bylaws only allow for 12 members. And so we filled it up with some great women, and you've interviewed some of them, and we've talked about some of them. So I'm real happy with the way things are currently and looking forward to the future.
And we will have more interviews with folks. So to let everybody know where these people are coming from in the industry, these are folks who have accomplished some incredible things in the industry.
That's right, Dave. And actually, one of the things that people think is that we're about truck drivers, and we are not. Women in trucking is all areas. We've got from someone who designs a cab of a truck to someone who's in media or advertising and someone who's a journalist. All aspects of trucking is what women in trucking is really about. So earlier at the booth, a man walked up and said, can my wife be a member of Women in Trucking? We said, well, you can and your wife can. You don't even need to have a CDL. You don't have to drive a truck. If you believe that the trucking industry needs to encourage and support women, then you should become a member of Women in Trucking.
And in this new third year, what are some things that Women in Trucking will be doing and pushing that agenda?
I'm really excited about some of the influence that we have had. There was a recent compliance initiative that the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission was working with Yellow Roadway Corporation, YRC. And in the compliance efforts, they actually included women in trucking because so many of the initiatives align with our goals. So now in the coming year, we'll be working with YRC to help develop some safety information for truck stop safety, how to get more women interested in truck driving jobs, also how to get more women to look at careers in trucking, which align perfectly with the Women in Trucking goals. So I'm real happy that YRC is helping us meet our goals.
Absolutely. And because of your experience as going through and getting your CDL, you've now written a book about that to hopefully help others that are just coming in at the driving school level to give them kind of a heads up, I guess, or maybe just the experience.
The book, which I think I'm going to be calling it Crushing Cones, the book will actually tell prospective drivers, men and women, what they need to know before they start thinking about going to truck driving school. Everything from how to help get funding to what to expect and how demanding it is. the course that I took was actually a three-week course, but many courses are much longer or on weekends or evenings. So the book is really about my experience, but it also includes areas of what do you need to know? What do you need to know for the pre-trip? What are the skills? How much driving time can you expect? And things like that. So the book, hopefully we'll be able to talk about it in the next edition.
Here at the Mid-America Truck Show, you have, and again, this is moving forward of getting membership and getting people involved. You mentioned to me before we started recording that you've signed up some more corporate members. Can you talk about those?
Sure. We actually, in fact, I'm really proud. Shorty Whittington is the chairman of the ATA, and he runs Gramer Industries in Indiana. And Shorty signed up yesterday, which I really appreciate because he's a leader in the industry, and it shows that he's supporting women in trucking. He said that what we're doing is great. So we've got a lot of corporate members, a lot of carriers, a lot of manufacturers, a lot of companies that do business in the trucking industry. So our membership isn't limited to just trucking companies. It's everyone from people who do regulatory compliance issues to attorneys to performers and entertainers. Right. So it's quite a group of people with all the same goals.
Sometimes it can be misunderstood as, no, it's just for women, but no, it's not.
That's right. And another person who stopped by earlier was a woman who wanted to get her CDL, and she had the assumption that she could just go take the test. And so we helped her understand that, you know, there's a lot of education that goes into preparing for the CDL. And actually, my book will help in that area also. But one of the other goals that we have at Women in Trucking is to provide networking and mentoring and leadership training so that people who are already in the industry or thinking of coming in the industry, we're going to help them succeed and we're going to be there for them. They can tap into the experience of our current members and learn from each other.
Thanks again for your time. I know there's like 50 million people here stopping you just before we could even record. So you've probably got a list a mile long of folks to see. But thanks again for your time. And we'll chat again on the next update.
Thanks, Dave.
Well, that wraps up another Women in Trucking update. Remember, if you have questions or something you want us to talk about, just call our vent line anytime at 1-877-EZ2-VENT. That's toll-free 1-877-392-8368. If you blog, make sure you comment or subscribe to the Women in Trucking Update podcast at witupdate.blogspot.com. Until next time, I'm David Lane.